I'm Daniel Kilhofer.
Daniel, what school you go to again?
I'm dual enrolled at Centralia High School and Centralia College as a running start.
Oh, okay. So you're still technically in high school, but you're also a community college. So you're getting dual credit type program, right?
Yeah. So I'm basically fulfilling my high school credits through doing college classes. So basically, like, 5 credits is the equivalent of, like, 1 high school credit. So I'm doing all my sciences, my natural sciences, I'm doing math, and I'm doing that all through the college while also doing college classes to get my associate's degree at the same time.
When did you get started playing music? We'll talk about composing in a minute, but first.
So I started playing alto saxophone in 6th grade at Wasilla.
Instrument too?
Yeah. I started playing at Wasilla Middle School in Alaska, and then I moved to Anchorage the next year and still played alto, but my alto broke. It was in 7th grade, and I played barry sax for like a year. It was as tall as me at the time. So basically, I just went from barry, and then a couple years later, I went to tenor, and then I went back up to alto sax, my original instrument, like the first year of high school. So I've kind of gone like up and then down and then back up to alto sax. So basically, I've played all the saxophones, and that's how mainly what I've been playing so far.
So I was reading in your bio that you're really into jazz, you know, Freddie Hubbard and Mingus and all these cats, you know, which comes naturally for a lot of saxophone players.
Yeah.
Gravitate towards jazz,
right.
Of course, you know, and you know you can hear some of those chords, you know, in the piece, you know, that you wrote here. Is that something that you like to write for, you know, jazz? Have you write for jazz ensemble as well as, you know, through composed stuff like this?
Yeah. Personally, like, I mean, the first things I was writing, like, I think I wrote, like, a pretty simple piece in, like, 8th grade, and it was, like, some classical thing I wanted to do for the band. I was like, this doesn't really, like, I just wanted to try composing to see if I was interested in it, and I just wasn't really interested at the time. So when I went into the jazz ensemble at the college, they asked if, you know, can you give me an arrangement or maybe an original for the quarter? And so I tried composing again. And jazz chords, like, I feel like each chord has a certain emotion you can, like, feel from it. So I really like specifically using chords in jazz because, like, they have, like, in classical, each instrument will go over those chords. You know, you'll play through the chords, but they're not necessarily just a piano always playing those chords. But when you get, you know, it's just a really straightforward, this is your chord. And then when you go into improvisation and you're basically like going deep into those chords, figuring out what can I play over this, and it kind of gives you like a secondary learning thing that you do. You know, you learn the chord, but you also learn, you know, how does it feel and what should you play over it. So I think that jazz is really interesting in that way, that you kind of like have to make your own tone with chord progressions. I think that's really interesting. And for composing, like, after I played a few jazz tunes and, you know, started soloing more and more, I felt like I could make my own chord progressions and make my own what would be improv, but I make it the melody of the song.
You know, I heard somebody recently told me, a jazz musician lives here in town, was saying that, like, once you can improvise, it's basically like composing,
yeah,
and composing, composing on the spot, and then composing for writing is basically taking the improvisation and editing it. You know, what do you think?
So for me, I just can't do like a melody without any chords. So I start out with doing a chord progression, and then I try to, you know, make the chord progression interesting, make it rhythmically interesting. And then I'm thinking of a melody, you know, before I even improv, I'm just listening to it, feeling like where could my notes go, really? I mean, where can I put them? Where would it make sense? And then if you're doing more than one instrument, where would they accompany? Where would another note make sense as well? Or maybe where would it wouldn't make sense would be a better question. So, yeah, once you start improvising it, you really get a better sense of, like, once you have a chord, what am I going to write for it? And that's really how I write music. I mean, you just figure out what sounds good or what you want to write based off of it. And it's really fun getting the result.
You're early in your academic career. What are you hoping to do?
my early academic.
You're career. Early in your academic career. Early you in my academic you career. You are early, Ron. Like you still got school
right.
ahead of you.
Right. So I mean, winning the award is really interesting. I was gonna go into IT. I mean, my base like when I was 9, I was like, I want to be a game developer, and so I was making, you know, small games, and I think I can tie it all back is what I'm hoping to do, because I still have a love for IT, but at the same time, realizing that, you know, I could win a national award for my composition, it makes me think that I should incorporate both of those things, you know. So I'm hoping to be maybe a composer for games. I could still be a game developer, you know, and hopefully kind of mix both of my talents, talent for computers and a talent for music at the same time.
Is this your first visit to Texas, by the way?
It is my first visit to Texas. I've been to Florida once for a band trip in middle school, but it's been a while since I've been in the heat, so it's still a change for sure, even after being in Washington for 2 years.
Cool. Well, Daniel, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, man. I sure appreciate it. Yeah.
No problem.